Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael Cornell is with us on the WBEN Liveline this morning. He's the interim president at Hilbert College, which is adding to its cybersecurity program. Michael, good morning. Congratulations on your new job. And I'm wondering here, cybersecurity, it's a rapidly growing field. What are you seeing in terms of interest and demand?
Well, good morning to you both. In fact, Hilbert College is just an amazing place. It's an exciting time to be a student at Hilbert College. And this new major is a good example of it. So we've actually got a number of enrollments already for the spring semester for the Master's in Cybersecurity. We have a bachelor's program that is really highly enrolled in cybersecurity. We have some of the best full-time faculty and adjunct faculty you'll find anywhere in our cybersecurity programming. And this particular degree program equips our students with strategic and technical and leadership expertise to protect organizations and lead people who are leading security initiatives with confidence. I mean, we all get the spam phone calls. You know, we all know that our data gets compromised all too often. Data is treasure. There are lots of bad people trying to steal our data. Our graduates are working all over Western New York and all over the country to protect that data from bad people. So it's a space that we've been in for a long time, and we're excited to expand our presence in that space academically.
And it's obviously one of these things that's on the top of everyone's mind if you're in the business world. I guess my question would be, okay, if you get a master's degree in cybersecurity, it sounds really good, but where are you getting hired? What kind of jobs does this lead to?
I mean, all kinds of things and all kinds of places. I mean, every place from M&T Bank to ECMC, you know, hires cybersecurity people. I was talking to a guy who owns a cybersecurity firm in East Aurora, Lochter, down in East Aurora. They're hiring all kinds of people like informational security managers, cybersecurity administrators, cybersecurity analysts, security consultants, penetration testers, chief information security officers. And these are jobs that pay, you know, $100,000, $150,000 a year for folks to come and lead these initiatives. And you know, companies large and small either have their own cybersecurity team or hire somebody to do that work who's here locally, who has a team of cybersecurity people that embed themselves in small and medium-sized companies. Because there isn't a company out there that handles data that doesn't have the obligation to protect it.
With all this hiring, you know, at the same time, we're hearing about Amazon, UPS laying off thousands of people because of AI. Are these types of jobs that we're talking about here safe from automation?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you asked me that question. So if you look at just basic labor economics, you know, the labor economics tells us the more technology a person can use in their work, the more valuable and in demand they're going to be. So the people who graduate from our programs have the ability to leverage technology, not be replaced by it. For example, we have a bachelor's of science in intelligence and data analytics, where our graduates use, we have on our campus $450,000 of proprietary software that cannot be used in any other college program anywhere. So what we've tried to do at Hilbert College is make sure that our students leave Hilbert College able to use and leverage technology in meaningful ways in the work that they do for the companies that hire them or for themselves as entrepreneurs so that they can't be replaced.
I'm wondering if it's not just big companies, but there's also almost a personal now need for this. I don't think of cybersecurity as much at work here as I do in my personal life and what I should or shouldn't be looking out for. It's almost like we need cybersecurity influencers. I'll give you an example. My insurance company wants me to install an app on my phone that's going to track me. They say, oh, we're tracking your driving. We'll give you a discount on insurance if you're a safe driver, but we're using an app on your phone to do everything. My immediate reaction is, I don't think so. No thanks. But I almost feel like I need a cybersecurity consultant to tell me what I should and shouldn't do.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And it's that the older I get, the less able sometimes I feel to kind of ferret out some of those scams that are coming our way. But yeah, I mean, it is such it's an important field. It's a growing field. And, you know, everybody just feels under attack with respect to our data. And that's why we want to get into this space. I mean, you know, at Hilbert College, we care a lot about preparing students for a life of achievement, but service. And, you know, this cybersecurity administration program and our bachelor's programming in cybersecurity puts our kids like squarely in the middle of the opportunity to serve others because we all need it. And to achieve great things in a company or on their own with a company they create, because, I mean, you know, we're under attack. Our data is under attack. Our data is treasure. Bad people are trying to steal it. And Hilbert's graduates are working all over Western New York and all over the country trying to protect it.
Is this program alone going to grow Hilbert College?
No. We have a lot of programs that are growing Hilbert College. Our criminal justice programs are bursting at the seams. Crime scene investigation, criminal justice, digital media and communications. We're going to announce a partnership around our DMAC programs. You know, media is struggling too. Sports media is huge. So, you know, we're working on growing our digital media and marketing programming. And we're growing in our partnerships, a 3+3+3 program with UB Law, and we have 4+1 programs with Canisius for Education. So, you know, there's never any one thing that grows a college. There's just, a hundred little things that grow the college. And the thing that we're really proud of that we're leaning into is the quality of our programming. We have incredible professors. We have innovative programs. Our programming is career focused. You know, to your question, we're not graduating kids who are going to go be replaced in 5 years. And we're really mission focused. You know, our mission calls us to help kids leave college and, you know, be ready for careers in service and serve with integrity and take joy in serving others and be successful and make money and do all those things. And people are looking at Hilbert College and realizing that we have an awful lot to offer, whether it's on ground, online. You can have a residential college experience. We have kids from all over the country. We have 15 international students, and that number is growing. So it's going to take all of those things and then some to grow a college, a private college in Western New York. But we're growing and excited about the future.
Well, it's a cool new program. Hey, Michael, thank you. Michael Cornell, president of Hilbert College, joining us talking about cybersecurity.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.